To be here. We have a great lineup of performers tonight, both musical and also somebody, at least one person doing spoken word. And great features I'll tell you about as we go along, and also find mini set performer. I'd like to introduce Ira Grauman, our sound volunteer, who works here all evening on the board. Please give him a hand. And he's also recording audio and video of everybody. And I also want to introduce Paul Beck, who has been assisting him with sound. He's right here. And please give Paul a hand. And I'll read the open mic list after Paul performs. Going to have Paul do a couple of songs, and then we'll bring John McLean up to do a song, and then we'll move forward with the open micers. John McLean is going to be introducing most of the open micers tonight, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along. Paul is part of a duo called Ergo Canto with Leslie Bryant, and he writes songs, and they co-write songs and do all kinds of great tunes, folk tunes and other kinds of tunes. And So Paul and Leslie, Ergo Canto, will be performing at our other open mic, the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic, on February 2nd. So please, a big welcome for Paul Beck. He's going to do two songs to start things off.
Thank you. Well, that works. No idea how much of that is modern, how much of that is house. There's a lot of it. Anyway, this song actually that Ergo Canto recorded a long time, a few years ago. I kind of do a rock and roll version of it, but it's written by Gene Ritchie, who normally would play it on a dulcimer. When I was a curly-headed baby, my daddy set me down upon his knee. He said, son, you go to school and learn your letters. Don't be a dusty miner like me, 'cause I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rolling and a rumbling past my door. Standing rust and rolling empty, and the Ellen Den don't stop here anymore. I used to think my daddy was a black man with scrip enough to buy the company store, but now he goes downtown with empty pockets, and his face is as white as February snow. And I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rolling and a rumbling past my door. Had a stand and rust and rolling empty, and the Ellen Den don't stop here anymore. Last night I drank, I went down to the office to get my payday like I'd done before. But the kudzu vines had covered up the doorway, and the trees and the grass was growing right through the floor. And I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rolling and rumbling past my door. Not a stand and rust and rolling empty, and the Ellen Den don't stop here anymore. thought I'd live to love the coal mine. I never thought I'd long to hear that tipple roar. Oh, but Lord, I wish the grass would turn to money and his greenbacks would fill my pockets once more. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rolling and rumbling past my door. Now they're standing, rusting, rolling empty. And the Ellendam don't stop here anymore. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. Coal cars rolling and rumbling past my door. Now they're standing, rusting, rolling empty. And the Ellendam don't stop here anymore. Thank you. And Ira, I'm going to switch instruments. So. As long as I brought the mandolin, might as well use it. A long time ago, I was in a bluegrass band called Granite Grass, and we did this song that I learned from the picking of Doc Watson, though he didn't do it on the mandolin. Long back 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding that Tennessee stud. Well, I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. So I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Now the Tennessee stud was long and lean, color of the sun, and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I drifted on down in a no man's land across that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Now me and the gambler, we didn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. Now the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Now I got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my gal back in Tennessee. And the Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a dreaming of a sweetheart too. Looked right back across Arkansas, I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. I found that gal with the golden hair, and she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. Now the Tennessee stud was long and lean, color of the sun, his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Thank you. stirrup and side by side. We crossed the valleys and the mountains wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee Mare and the Tennessee Stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor and a little horse colt playing around the door. I love that gal with the golden hair, and the Tennessee Stud loves the Tennessee Mare. Cause the Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul Beck. One more hand for Paul Beck, please. Thank you.